Hey listeners, today's sponsor is an absolute must for fans of Tesla, SpaceX, and all of Elon Musk's world-changing companies. Introducing StarshipShirts.com. They've got a fantastic selection of merch, from t-shirts and hoodies to hats and accessories, all inspired by Elon's innovative vision. So why not wear your support for the companies driving the future? Head to StarshipShirts.com and show the world you're on the cutting edge. Thanks for supporting the show. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Elon Musk Podcast, your go-to destination for all things SpaceX, Tesla, and Elon. I'm your host, Will Walden, and I'm here to take you on a thrilling voyage today into the progress of SpaceX post the dramatic launch of Booster 7 and Ship 24. Now, from intricate repairs at the orbital launch site to the intriguing assembly of Ships 25 through 29, we're diving a little bit deep into the upcoming changes and the changes that are happening right now down at Starbase, Boca Chica, Texas. Now, SpaceX is changing things up down at Boca Chica. And in the ever-dynamic space frontier, SpaceX is making significant strides towards its next big launch, setting the stage for what promises to be a thrilling follow-up to last month's remarkable Booster 7 and Ship 24 liftoff. From the ongoing repairs of the orbital launch site, the OLS, to the meticulous preparation of several starships at the production site, the scene is buzzing with activity. Now, SpaceX's current focus is on ships 25 through 29, each in different stages of readiness. And ship 25 is undergoing cryo-proofing at the now-transform Massey's gun range, while ship 29 is rapidly stacking up in the high bay. And each vessel offers a unique glimpse into the future of SpaceX's mission to revolutionize the space industry with their SpaceX's super heavy Starship rocket. Now, the scene at the orbital launch site is equally amazing. Scaffoldings now encase the towering 70-ish feet tall orbital launch mount, providing a secure environment for SpaceX's dedicated workforce to get things done. Now, workers scale this intricate structure. They make it necessary to have the scaffolding, and they're making adjustments to the plumbing raceways, the electronics, and more in there. Now, simultaneously, foundation work continues on the OLM, with damaged rebar, concrete, and dirt evacuated and excavated and replaced with fresh soil and more concrete and rebar. Now, this groundwork lays the foundation for the upcoming installation of steel plates and a water deluge system, creating a robust and a secure launch pad for the next attempt at the Starship Super Heavy launch. Now, SpaceX's attention to detail extends to even the smallest components, though. The booster quick disconnect, the QD fitting on the OLM, which is a critical element, is currently under maintenance, with a protective cover placed over its pipes. And as the site undergoes repair and renovation, two familiar platforms, affectionately dubbed the dance floor and the taco stand, have been relocated to the launch site. These platforms, integral to the launch preparation process, keep the construction site decluttered and organized. Now, SpaceX's dedication to constant improvement is very visible right now, and there's ongoing repair work at the tank farm as well. The white tank shells, manufactured using techniques similar to the Starship construction, have been patched up, and the overall integrity of the structure has been increased. SpaceX plans to replace these vertical tanks with horizontally aligned, kind of hot dog-shaped tanks, as they've been lovingly known, and they're going to be more protected than the vertical structures that are there right now. Now, the OLM and the tank farm repairs will continue for a while, probably a month or two, and future SpaceX vessels are making headway as well. Ship 28 and 29 are relatively advanced stage of construction right now, with both featuring the necessary tiles and fins for re-entry testing. Ship 28 was recently relocated to so ship 29 can be fitted in there, and they're rapidly indicating that they're assembling more ships at this production site. Now, moreover, ship 29's nose cone has been successfully welded to a payload section, suggesting it potentially could be for Starlink version 2 satellite test deployments. However, we're not sure when that's going to happen. Now, the first Megabay has seen significant activity recently with the assembly of Booster 11. Now, SpaceX is very innovative and they're featuring improvements over the previous Booster 7. While Booster 9 is scheduled for the next flight, Booster 11 may be the one after Booster 9. Now, meanwhile, at the former Massey's gun range a few miles down the road, Ship 25 has successfully completed the cryogenic proofing test. Now, the sister ship to Ship 24, which was in the latest launch, Ship 25 offers a little bit better hope than Ship 24 for the future missions. It's built with similar standards and similar processes as Ship 24, but it has it still has tiles and it has fins, and it looks like it may be an upgraded version of Ship 24. Now, this may come as a surprise, but there may be ships 28 and 29 in the works as well, and they may be tested soon. However, considering its construction last year, SpaceX might opt for a newer Starship that incorporates design improvements and lessons learned from the previous launch. So Ship 25 may not actually launch. It could be Ship 28 or 29. Now, among the other contenders, though, ships 26 and 27, I hope I'm not confusing anybody here with all these different ships, because it does get a little confusing because we don't know exactly what's the difference between Ship 24, Ship 25, 26, 27, 28, and 29. But we know that SpaceX rapidly iterates these. And ships 26 and 27 currently have no tiles or fins on them, and they've been spotted near the Rocket Garden storage area. They're in the early stages of preparation and could possibly be selected for future flights. We're not sure quite yet, though. And the display of potential candidates reveals SpaceX's long-term strategy, which is rapid iteration, rapid manufacturing of these ships. And it's going to be a continual progress and exploration phase until they figure out the final design. Now, there's a new high bay, too. SpaceX's vision extends beyond the immediate launch, though. They're working towards the future. The Starbase site is welcome to a new high bay, which is potentially increasing the production capabilities right now for future ships and boosters. There's kind of a skeletal structure right now that will form part of the new bay's architecture, and they've been seen all over the site. And once the foundation is prepared, though, these components will be transferred and assembled, and steps will be moved towards enhancing SpaceX's infrastructure capabilities, possibly be able to build more ships and more boosters in a faster fashion and iterate way quicker. But a new high bay not only signifies progress, but also presents an opportunity to optimize the process. The skeletal structure elements are expected to be covered with their skins soon, while a crane will move them to the foundation. Now, these elements might have been repurposed from SpaceX's site in Florida, though. They may have been shipped over here. And this is a new way to build out a site, because if they're already built in Florida, they just have to take a cargo ship across the bay. And then there they are. They're in Texas, and they're at the Starbase. We're not exactly sure when they came in or where they came from, but we know they weren't transported by road. So this is a significant one here. The sea level thrust simulator has been removed from the suborbital pad A. That suggests that future ambient and cryoproof testing for ships will now take place exclusively a few miles down the road at the old Massey's site. Now, relocation of ship testing to Massey's is a strategic decision because this will enable unimpeded construction right now. They could repair everything at the Starbase launch facility. They could do static firing, and they could also do launches and not have to worry about that infrastructure, while they're still permitting the proof testing of new ships and test articles at Massey's. They can do a number of those within a week at Massey's without having to move things around. They could just store them there. And this reorganization is indicative of SpaceX's ability to adapt and streamline operation to bolster their efficiency. Now, other activities at Massey's include rigorous testing of ship 26.1 and destructive testing on nose cone 31. Ship 26.1, similar to Booster 7.1, serves as a dedicated test article to examine certain aspects of the Starship system, contributing to SpaceX's relentless pursuit of refinement and perfection. Now, as SpaceX marches forward, the future of the A and B suborbital pads, which supported previous Starship atmospheric test flights, hangs in the balance. With the shift of testing activities to Massey's, these roles could potentially be redefined in the coming months. Now, while the timeline for the next Starship launch remains tentative, we don't really know when this is going to happen. There's several key developments that are worth watching out for. From the installation of steel plates in the deluge system to the tank farm repairs and the recertification of the flight termination system, SpaceX is leaving no stone unturned for the next successful launch. Now, the FAA may have to do another approval of Starship system return to flight, which is pending right now. The upcoming period is critical for SpaceX. Each step taken now brings the company one step closer to realizing its vision for the future of space exploration. And as SpaceX pushes the boundaries of the possibility of this flight, the world really does watch in anticipation. It's the biggest rocket that's ever been flown and will ever be flown, and the most powerful too. Every repair, every test, and every launch brings them closer to the future where space travel is not just a dream for everybody, but they can send gigantic satellites into orbit. They can take people back to the moon. They can take people to Mars. And the journey's far from over. And SpaceX is on the horizon, and they're never going to look back. They're moving forward. So I want to say thank you for listening today. I got that one a little bit backwards. Thank you for listening today. I appreciate your time and that you spent it here with me today on the Elon Musk podcast. If you could do me a favor, if you could hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're on right now, that would be really great. And if you're already a dedicated listener, thank you so much for your continued support. I really do appreciate it. And I'm glad you keep coming back. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, that's it from me today. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to level up your experience by becoming a premium member. Check the show notes for the link and join our exclusive Investors Club community today.